And now, sharing his daily conversations with God, here's Torian Lau for Men Alive.
Today I was reading Acts 14, and the words in the scripture that spoke to me were, "Seeing that the man had the faith to be cured, Paul said in a loud voice, 'Get to your feet, stand up.' And the crippled man jumped up and began to walk." So what's Jesus saying personally to me today? He's saying there are essential ingredients. Faith is obvious. You can see someone that has faith a mile away. It emanates. So we have Paul acting through courage, through faith and obedience. A man of faith, open to the experience of God and Jesus, all acting at the same time. No one is separate, and the combination of all the essential ingredients results in a miracle. Other common ingredients are the openness of and desire of each of the parties to be there. Open and desiring an encounter, including Jesus. It says to me that we are not separate, that a willingness to participate in the way that we are all connected can result in the healing, peace, and joy that God wants for all of us. So how do I respond to what Jesus is saying to me today? What do I do right now with this message? Faith is overt, not covert. And I wonder how much of my faith I am keeping to myself. There are so many examples of two people coming together with the Holy Spirit and miracles happening. And am I brave enough to invoke this in my life? Not really, so why not? Fear of it not working, fear of being embarrassed, fear that I don't have enough faith. Sounds like fear is the common denominator. Is my fear a form of pride because I don't believe that Jesus will work in and through me as he says he could? As I have learnt in the past, I need to be brave enough to let Jesus act in any part of my life and leave the rest up to him. Today I will be brave and not resistant to any chance of being present to Jesus or mention his name. Thank you for speaking to me, Jesus. We are great practitioners of silent worship, of being part of a church, a group, of believing in Jesus without anyone getting wind of it. It's almost like we deliberately hide it sometimes. Fear, just like me, could be the reason why we act like this. I wonder how Jesus feels when we do this. How would he feel seeing that we hide him from others? Firstly, I think that he would be compassionate and not judgy, but also hopeful that we would share him at some point. Perhaps it's worth a try to open ourselves to the opportunity to just mention his name as a start point. After all, it is the name above all names, and I think he just might like that. I'm Torian Lau, and for more information, go to menalive.org or dailyconversationwithgod.com.